Just before we got cut off at the break, I was mentioning about the various sins. For example, drunkenness is a sin that a lot of people are involved in.
好，所以像我们刚刚在讲说各种罪哈，那其中像比如说饮酒的罪，其实很多人都会有。
Yeah, some people more than others, of course.
当然，有些人呢，酒醉的机会比别人大。
But drunkenness will not send you to the lake of fire.
但是喝醉酒不会让你被送去火湖里烧死。
Now it will affect your spiritual life because when you're drunk, and this comes out in Ephesians chapter 4 as well, you cannot focus on the word of God.
但是呢，当我们喝醉酒，当然是一个罪，哈，就像那个以弗所书的第四章讲的，你当你喝醉酒的时候，你是没有办法专注。
Being drunk affects your ability to concentrate so that emotions and the sin nature can take over your soul.
所以当你喝醉的时候，因为你没有办法专注地做好你应该有的事情，所以呢，在我们魂里面就会有
emotions and
情绪
and the sin nature.
还有罪性都会影响我们，而喝醉酒是我们没有办法去分辨。
Yeah, and it's the same for drugs, of course, as well.
当然，毒怎么讲？戒毒、吸毒，哎，对，吸毒，吸毒也是同样的问题，哈，也是有同样的问题。
Okay, but whether it's you're talking about alcohol or drugs, you could be a complete alcoholic or a complete drug addict. It's not going to affect your salvation.
但是，就算是不管吸毒或者是酒醉的这些常犯的这些人哦，他们也并不能，也不会影响到他们的救恩。
Now it will affect your spiritual life, of course.
但绝对会影响到你这个属灵的生活是当然的。
Okay, and that's why it's important to understand what this verse is really saying.
所以呢，真正的这一个经句到底在说什么？
Now in Galatians chapter 3 verse 26, it says you become a child of God through your faith in Jesus Christ.
加拉太书第三章十六节。
And there's other passages as well. It says, by faith in Jesus Christ, you become a son of God or a child of God.
他是说，当你因为信了耶稣基督的话，你就会成为神的孩子。
Now, just like any father, God is going to have good children and bad children.
就像所有的父母一样，他都有可能会有好的小孩或者是坏的小孩。
And for the good children, he might say, well, you can have a part in my inheritance.God's not going to die, but an earthly father might say, if I die, you can have the inheritance.
那就像那个父亲会跟他的孩子说，如果你是个好孩子，我死了以后，你会得到我的遗产。
Okay, and to the bad children, he might say, well, you're just too bad. You were fornicating and getting drunk and you were a homosexual, for example. Maybe the father didn't like that. And you were stealing all the time, and you were lying. So you're not going to have any part of the inheritance.
那但是父亲对他那个不好的孩子，也许是一个酒鬼的孩子，啊，或者他有可能他父亲不喜欢他孩子变成同性恋，所以说，你如果是同性恋，或者说你偷窃等等这些不良行为的孩子，那父亲会跟他说，你将得不到我的任何遗产。
But that son or the daughter, it could be a woman, of course, is always going to be a child of the father.
但是无论这个坏孩子是男的或女的，是儿子或女儿，他都不可能变成不是这个父亲的孩子，他就是永远都会是父亲的孩子。
And see the inheritance here, there's actually a very special word, I could mention it here. So it's kleronomeo. So you have the word here, kleronomeo. It's an omega, so K-L-E...that's an N. Kleronomeo. And it just literally it means to inherit. Okay.
好，就说这个字呢是希腊文，它其实直接这样翻过来哈，就是所谓的这个有点像传承的那个意思，就是所谓遗产的那个意思。
Okay. And there's another concept we have to help explain this, and this is called the escrow blessings.So I'll put up this word here as well. I'll have to explain it, but in English legal terms, what we call escrow inheritance or escrow awards. What escrow means is, for example, if you have a father here, the father will give an asset or give some of his wealth or something to a third party. So the third party could be a lawyer, for example. And the father's maybe put lots of money into a bank account for this person to look after.
他现在讲另外一个概念，就是所谓第三方托管。But why there's a ward?
Well, from our Christian point of view, they're going to be called awards. But they can often just be called an escrow inheritance. That's okay. Or an escrow account. See, if it's put into a bank account, then this would actually be called an escrow account.
对，这是法律的一个词啊，就是所谓 escrow account， 就是由第三方托管的一个账户。就有的时候会有人把钱要给另外一个人，但是在那个人还没有执行他的这个工作职责之前呢，这个钱是由第三方来托管的状态。
And the objective is that he will give this to his child, usually it's to his son or his daughter, on the condition that they fulfill some requirements according to the escrow contract.
所以呢，这种给经由第三方托管的这个第三方呢，他就是要见证呢他的小孩是不是，比如说就是这个要受益人，是不是完成了他应该作为的一些条件。或者一个合约，那他完成了以后呢，第三方的这个监管人他才会把这一笔钱或者是这一笔遗产好给这个孩子或给这个受益人。
Let's just say for example the father has built up a very successful business and he wants his son to run the business when he gets old or maybe he dies.
就像比如说有一个父亲，他呢想要把他的生意，他很大的事业要交给他的一个孩子，如果他生病或者是死去了以后，他要交给这个孩子去管理他的这个事业。
But maybe up till that time, he's looking at his son and he's saying, well, you know, my son doesn't have that much potential. He's out partying and he's out spending a lot of money and it looks like he's just wasting his life.
但是那个父亲呢，他也许觉得说他的孩子呢，一天到晚都在玩耍，好像不像是一个有责任感的人，他不太确定他能不能把这些事业遗留给这个孩子。
But he loves his son very much, you know, as most fathers do. So what he wants to do is give his son an opportunity.
但是呢，因为他非常爱他的孩子，就像所有的父母一样，所以他还是想要让他的孩子有这个机会。
So what he does, he says to the son, if you tidy up your life and you can prove that you can save some money, let's say, if you can put $100,000 into the bank in the next 10 years, and you need to prove you can run a business, so you need an MBA,then I will let the lawyer give you the business.
然后他就跟他儿子讲了，说如果你能做到以下，好，我就会把我的事业交给你。就是比如说你每过未来的十年，你每年都存啊一笔钱，比如说$1,000,000之类的，这样，到，how much
do you have to say? 100,000.
哦，十万美金，每年要存十万美金，未来十年都存，而且呢，你会去把一个 MBA 的这个硕士念，商业管理的硕士念好的话，我就把我的事业交给你。
Okay, $100,000 US might be a bit much, so let's make it new Taiwan dollars instead.
No, it's okay. For a very wealthy family, okay. He should have that money.
Okay. Right. And this is a similar concept. In fact, it's the same concept which we see come out in Ephesians chapter 1. I think it's verse 3. So we'll just have a look here.
那另外一个经句我们也来读一下啊，就是跟这个概念有点关联性。
I'll just share the screen here. So this is Ephesians 1:3. This is the escrow account that we have with God.
那这个以弗所书1:3里面呢，讲的也是一项一个第三方托管的这个概念啊，这是神跟我们所有的一个第三方托管的户头的概念。
Okay, and it starts off, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
好，这边讲说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里赐了给我们属天各样属灵的福气。
Now what this relates to is, of course you have to be in Christ, so this is only for believers.
所以呢，这个很重要一件事情是必须在基督里，所以这一定是我们基督徒才有的。
Now you became in position, in a position with Christ when you believed in Jesus Christ, except that God, He knows everything from billions of years ago, He actually put you into Christ billions of years ago. So you have always been in Christ.
因为呢，这个所谓在基督里的意思就是你已经信了基督，所以你就有基督的那个位分，哈，你是在以他的这个角色在接受这些福气。但是在几千亿年前，神他就有全知的能力，他就知道几千年后的你是信了基督了，所以你其实就一直已经在那个位分之中。
God always knew that you would believe in Jesus Christ, so you are counted as being in Christ in eternity past.
所以呢，在永远的过去呢，神就已经知道你将会成为基督徒，所以你在永远的过去前，你就已经是一个基督徒了。
Okay, and He's blessed us, and it says here with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So what it's saying here is that your blessings were given to you in Christ billions of years ago as well.
即使是我们的祝福，上帝给我们的祝福也是在几千万年前就已经预备好在那里。
So this is like an escrow account. God has given you all of these blessings in eternity past. They were given to you billions of years ago.
所以呢，这个是一个就是像是所谓的这个第三方托管账户一样，哈，因为神在很久很久以前，他就已经把这样子的一个福气好托管在那边，准备随时要降到我们身上。
Yeah, now also at last Sunday's lesson, I talked about you have to increase your capacity for blessings, which means that God wants to bless you to the maximum. Like David was saying, my cup is flowing over. You have to increase the size of your cup to increase the blessings.
而我们礼拜天的时候也讲到，就是我们必须要想办法让我们的杯能够就是承载祝福的杯会更大，因为当你让你的杯越大的时候呢，你可以承接的神要给你的福气就越多，而神要给我们的福气永远都大于我们的杯，就像大卫他说他的福杯满溢出来了，所以神要给我们的那么多，但是是我们常常拿的是太小的杯。
The only thing that's preventing you from getting those blessings is yourself.
所以什么事情会阻碍我们去拿到神要给我们的那个福气呢？是我们自己有没有拿出那个杯来。
For example, maybe God has prepared a man or a woman for you to get married, but He knows you're not ready for it yet. So He's going to say, well, you have to wait.
也许呢，比如说神已经帮我们准备好了那一个将要跟我们可以跟我们结婚的那另一半，但是呢，神看你到你好像还没有准备好，所以就只好让你等待。
Well, He might have prepared a great business opportunity for you, but you're not ready for it.
也有可能神觉得已经帮你准备好了非常重要的事业 的未来，但是因为你也还没有准备好，所以你也得等待。
How old do you have to be to get your driver's license here?
18.
18.
几岁有开车可以拿执照？
18.
18. 18.
Okay.So, yeah, this teenager, they get their driver's license at 18, and then the father says, what do you want for a car?
好，有一个孩子他可能18岁的时候可以拿到驾驶执照了，他父亲说，你想要什么样的车呢？
And the guy says, well, I'd like a top-line Ferrari, please.
儿子说，我要这个最高级的法拉利。
And this father, he's very rich and very wealthy, and he loves his son very much, and says, he buys him a Ferrari, gives him the keys.
然后那父亲呢就很有钱的一个父亲，所以就帮他买了一台法拉利，而且把钥匙给了他。
And on his first drive out in the Ferrari, he puts his foot even just a little bit on the accelerator, and the car is already up to 150 kilometers an hour, and he crashes and kills himself.
结果呢，他很轻的踩了那个油门，结果那个车子就飞出去了，130公里的时速，结果车子就撞车，然后他就死了。
Yeah, those cars are very, very sensitive.
因为这个车是非常的敏感的，敏锐的。
Very easy to lose control of.
非常容易就会失去控制。
The father made a bad mistake. Now the son's dead on the side of the road.
所以他父亲做错了决定，他的儿子就死在路边了。
But he gave the son what he wanted.
但他给了他儿子他想要的。
Okay, and that's what happens if we ask for things from God and we're not ready for them. Often they'll destroy us. We destroy ourselves with them.
这个例子是在告诉我们说，当我们跟神要一个东西，但其实我们还没准备好的时候呢，其实是害了我们自己。如果神给我们的话。
Okay, now it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, if you humble yourself, God will promote you.
1 Peter
chapter 5, and also in James as well, there's a couple of verses, but the principle is that if you humble yourself, God will raise you up.
好，就是像彼得一书里面第五章有提到，如果你能够谦卑你自己，你可以做到谦卑自己，你就会被神提升。
So, and to humble yourself means you're learning scripture and you're applying the word of God, you're being very obedient to his commands.
什么叫做谦卑呢？什么叫谦卑自己呢？就是你要
So you need to get into Bible class.
你要认真的学习神的话语。
And get to know God's plan for your life.
然后去理解神给我们的生命的计划。
And then become obedient to his commands.
然后你会对神所有的对我们的期待与要求顺服。
The humility means obedience.
所以其实谦卑就等于顺服。
Okay, and then God can raise you up. And often that means he's going to give you lots of things. And it can be a position, it can be a husband or a wife, it can be a good business opportunity.
而神呢，所谓就会提升你的意思呢，就是他会给你非常多的祝福，可能给你很好的事业，给你很好的伴侣，可以给你很好的生活。
And God wants to give you those things because through those things he is glorified.
而神其实是非常愿意给我们这些东西的，因为当他在给我们的时候，其实他就等于荣耀了神。
And you're going to be happy because you've got the capacity for those blessings.
而你呢，一定会快乐，因为你得到这些祝福，你一定会是喜乐的。
And God, of course, he wants you to be happy because he loves you very much.
而神是希望你快乐的，因为他太爱你了。
And those blessings, that's your inheritance.
而这些祝福就是神要给我们的遗产、财产。
Yeah, and we can call it escrow inheritance or escrow blessings. That's another term as well.
所以这个叫做第三方托管的祝福，或第三方在托管的这个遗产、财产。
Okay, and there's two main kinds of escrow blessings. I'll just take this off here. There's escrow blessings in time, which means in your time on earth. So we say in time, which literally means in human history.
那这种所谓的有被托管的祝福有几种，一种呢是在时间里，这个讲的是在时间里，就是指的在世界，我们在人世的时候。
And the second type is in eternity, which means your rewards in heaven.
那第二个祝福呢，是在永生，是在永生中都会给我们的。
There's some things that we just don't have the capacity for in time, which we will get in heaven.
所以如果我们在我们人生中还没有那个能力去取的那些祝福呢，它就会，我们就会在我们后来的永生里面得到。
For example, for believers in eternity, if you've been very successful, I say successful, if you become a mature believer and passed your tests in time, in the new universe, God might have a whole galaxy prepared for you that he'll give to you, and that this is your galaxy with your name on it.
就是对于那些非常属灵成熟的人而言，神是会准备一个在永生里面，甚至像宇宙一样的祝福给我们。
Okay, but for now, in time, you have no capacity to enjoy that. So you don't have the capacity to enjoy it either way.
所以像这样子的祝福，那么大如宇宙般的这样的祝福，我们现在当然在我们人生中是无法提取的，我们也无法去享受的。所以你就只有等待你的永生到了的时候，你才能够享受。
But there are a lot of blessings in time which you can prepare for, or that you can develop a capacity to appreciate.
而那些所谓可以在时间里，就是在我们人世中就可以提取的这些祝福呢，我们就要想办法让我们的承接的这个杯可以越大，就是可以承接越多的祝福。
So whether you're talking about escrow blessings in time or in eternity, that's part of your inheritance.
所以不论是任何的所谓 托被神托管的这些祝福是在时间里的，就在人世间的，或者在永生的，好，都是神帮我们准备的祝福，都是所谓的遗产，就是那个可以被传承的财产。
Now you could be the worst believer, the worst Christian in history.
你可以是在历史上最烂的基督徒。
You become an evil murderer and rapist and drunkard, and you just have nothing good about you, but you believe in Jesus Christ.
好，你可能做了全天下最糟的坏事，不管是一个这个奸淫的人啊，或者是大骗子啊，或什么任何的，反正就是最烂的一个基督徒，但因为你信奉耶稣基督了，所以你是基督徒。
If you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven.
你都还是会去天堂，因为你相信耶稣基督是你的救主。
Actually, one of the blessings that I've received from God is that I know quite a few people involved in prison ministry in the United States.
那 Tim 有讲到说，他知道有一些人呢，他们都花很多，他们是为这些在监牢里的人好做服事。
And when I was in Thailand, actually, I did quite a lot of prison ministry.
他听自己呢，在泰国也常常为这些监狱里的人做服事。
And so you get to meet these people, and a lot of them done some very bad things, including murder.
这些犯人呢，他们基本上都做了一些蛮糟糕的事情，甚至包括谋杀。
But they know that because they believed in Jesus Christ, they go to heaven.
但他们知道他们。因为信了耶稣基督，所以他们是可以去天堂的。
And that's because the scriptures were taught properly to them, that they understood the gospel message.
那是因为呢，这些福音呢被正确的教导给他们了。
Now, you know, some of these people, I'm sure that they get out of prison, they might commit crimes again. They certainly don't become good people. Some of them might just get drunk, for example, but they don't lose their salvation.
那这些人呢，他是成为基督徒了，那但是他们离开监狱之后呢，他还是有可能还是做坏事，包括那些就是这种酒醉的惯犯、哦、他们其实不见得就真的可以变成一个好人、
okay.
但是他们还是一样是并不会失去他们的救恩。
The thing is, you know, when we're all lined up in heaven and receiving our awards and rewards, somebody has to be the worst believer in history.You know, there's got to be somebody that's at the very end of the line. That person is probably the worst believer in history. Some people are going to be the best, and I think that actually the scripture says that Paul, the apostle Paul, he's the greatest believer.
那因为在天堂那么多的基督徒，全都是基督徒在天堂，那总会有最好的跟最糟的嘛。那有人曾经说过，最好的是那个保罗。
Okay, but even the worst believer, obviously he's going to have a huge list of sins, but they're not going to be mentioned in heaven. Nobody's going to talk about his sins.
那但是呢，这最烂的那个在天堂的基督徒呢，他一定是有做过在人间做过非常非常多坏事。可是这些坏事到了天堂也不会有人再去提及。
But the fact is, he's not going to get any of these awards.
He's not going to.、Yeah.但是这个坏基督徒绝对在天堂是得不到任何的所谓神要给的祝福跟传承的财产。
Yeah, now getting back to Ephesians 1:3, remember God has blessed us in eternity past in Christ. In Ephesians 1:3, see, remember God He gave our blessings to the third party, that's Jesus Christ, to give to us if we could have that capacity.
So the third party
is Jesus Christ. That's right.
In which chapter?
Ephesians 1:3.
在这个以弗所书一章三节里呢，就有讲到，上帝其实是将这些财产呢，是交给了耶稣基督，那就是所谓的第三方被托管的人。啊，这些这个由耶稣基督在帮我们，在看管我们的这些财产。
Okay, so God the Father, He's given the blessings to Jesus Christ as the escrow officer to look after.
所以我们的天父呢，是将这些要给我们的财产祝福呢，是交给了耶稣基督，在约翰福音五章二十二节里面讲的。
In John 5:22, it says, All judgment has been given by the Father to the Son, that's Jesus Christ. So all judgment includes evaluation.
所以呢，这个约翰福音五章二十二节上面讲说呢，是我们的天父是让这个耶稣基督做评判，好，我们所有的人世间成绩的那一位。
And see in Ephesians 1:3 says those blessings are given in Jesus Christ.
所以这些祝福呢，是经交由耶稣基督要来给我们。
You have to be in Jesus Christ to get the blessings.
所以你必须是要在基督里。
And if you've believed in Jesus Christ, you are in Christ.
而你如果信耶稣基督，你就是在基督里。
But again, just being in Jesus Christ does not mean you get the escrow blessings.
但是呢，不代表你信了，你在基督里就一定会有所谓的被托管的祝福。
But if you pass a test, for example, you might pass a certain test that God gives you, and then Jesus Christ says, oh, you passed the test, and you have extra capacity for blessings. Or you've changed your attitude in some way, now you can have extra blessings.
所以呢，当我们在人世间一直受到各种试炼，每一个试炼就是一个考试一样，你能够通过了那个试炼，通过那个考试，耶稣基督就会认为，哦，你的能够承接祝福的能力就增长，他就给你更大的一个杯，然后你就会接到更多的祝福。
Now, don't twist this around. See, some believers will think, well, if I'm a good believer, then God will bless me.That's not what's really happening. What you're doing is you're increasing your capacity for the blessings. See, God is not rewarding you for your good behavior.
所以呢，上帝并不是因为你的好的行为就给你比较多的祝福，而是当你通过了一些测试、考验，你就会有更大的能力接受更多的祝福。
Yeah, see, don't look at it as like God is trying to bribe you to do good.
所以不要以为神是想要贿赂你来变成一个好人。
Yeah, the fact is, the reason you're developing this capacity is because you love God and you love His Word and you're being obedient.
所以你会增加你的承接神祝福的能力，是因为你做到了，因为你学习神的话语。
Yeah, you're developing a love for God.
然后你建立了你对神更大的、更多的爱。
And it's because you love God that now you're being obedient to His word.
那因为你越爱神，你就越能顺服神。
It's not because you want those prizes or you want those awards that you're being obedient.
所以并不是因为你要那些礼物、那些祝福，所以你变成要顺服于神。是因为你爱神，所以你才顺服于神。然后这因此你就得到了更多接收那个神祝福的那个容量，你的容器就越大。
Yeah, because if you're just trying to be a good Christian because you want more blessings, then your motivation is screwed up and you're not going to pass all your tests.
如果呢，你是因为想要得到更多祝福而想要顺服的话，你的整个的你的动机就已经全错了。那你这样错的话，你根本就不可能通过这些考验。
As you love God, see, that's your motivation, and this comes out in James chapter 1, verse 12. If you love God, then you'll pass your tests.
雅各书
1:12.
第一章十二节里面就有讲到，因为你是爱神，所以你才有能力通过考验。
Okay, and then God will say, yeah, because you love me and because you have a capacity to have this new Ferrari, for example, I'll give you the new Ferrari.
所以就是像神跟你说，因为你爱我，所以你有这个能力驾驭这个法拉利，所以我才给你法拉利。
Okay, and the Christian will really appreciate it.
而那一位基督徒会非常的感激。
And whenever people say, wow, nice Ferrari, where'd you get this from? And the guy could say, well, God gave it to me.
然后别人看到就说，哇，你从哪里来的这么漂亮的法拉利？然后那个基督徒说，啊，神给我的。
And then God is glorified.
所以神因此被荣耀。
Okay, we've got 157. Oh, well, that's quick. Okay, so we're just about finishing up with our Zoom time again, I think.Let's close down now and then we'll open up again.
好，我们现在重新，大家重新，我们不休息了，我们重新上 Zoom.
Okay.